everyone. Welcome to tonight's Soul Session on Reiki Radio, and happy Memorial Day. My name is Yolanda, and if this is your first time tuning in, you are listening to Reiki Radio, which is a weekly broadcast. The show comes on every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then again every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really love doing the show and sharing with you. Actually, it's Memorial Day weekend, and I'm not even home right now doing the show, so I hope that you can hear me. But anyway, Reiki Radio is just a place for us to share and explore ways of improving our well-being and ways to journey through life with new perspective and awareness. So before we get started, I just want to remind everyone that the show is interactive. So if you want to join the conversation today, you can log into the chat room online, and that's at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio. And you can just chat that way. You can type in anything that you want to share, and I will see it. Or you can call in at 323-679-0953. And if you want to share, you press the number 1, and that way I'll know that you want to speak. So before we get started tonight, I do want to remind all of the light workers who are listening that tomorrow night is our monthly gathering for Light Worker Lane. And the gathering is held as a webinar, so you can either join really from anywhere in the world. You don't have to be here in San Diego with me. So if you have internet access, you can join the webinar. And tomorrow we're going to discuss attracting clients who match your vibration. And the webinar is free. And if you'd like to join us, you just sign up for the Lightworker Lane newsletter for access to the registration. And there's still a few spots available. So you can hop over to my website, which is yuchi.com, and that's yewchi.com, and register today. And it'll be fun. So I just want to hop into tonight's topic. Tonight we're going to explore how to be lucky. And lucky is really just a state of mind. But we'll look at why you may feel you're not so lucky at times. And actually, if that's something that you do claim, if you think that you aren't a lucky person, or if you catch yourself saying, I'm just not lucky, that's really the first issue. You want to stop telling yourself that story. And we do talk about this on Reiki Radio all the time. You want to be very mindful of the stories that you tell yourself, because if you keep telling these stories, you start to believe them, and then they become true. So the first thing I think we should look at is what luck even means. And so when I was preparing for the show, I looked up luck in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and it said that luck is a force that brings good fortune or adversity. So then I was thinking, well, what is that force, right? And I believe it's your energy. And, of course, the energy that we're generating is influenced by our thoughts and our beliefs. So just like we always discuss, your thoughts are the seed of what you manifest or attract into your life. So just keep that in mind. And then the other thing I looked up was lucky. According to the dictionary, lucky is to produce a good result by chance. So with that, if we heighten the positivity of our energy, we increase the likelihood of attracting positive results. So one of the first things I want you to really think about is why you want to be more lucky, or what you want to be lucky with, like what's beneath that. So, you know, it's really common that a lot of people say they want to be more lucky in love, or maybe you want to be have more luck in, you know, sports if you're an athlete, whatever it is. But what is beneath that? Like, what are you trying to bring more of into your life? So I want you to think about if it's you're trying to attract more joy into your life, or is it that you're trying to attract more love? The thing is that when we tend to hope for luck when there is something that we may doubt that we can achieve. So the next time you are hoping for luck, I want you to consider the source of doubt. So what is it that you feel like a lack of confidence about? Why do you feel that you need the luck? Because once you can identify what it is that you feel doubt about, that will help you transform that energy and then, of course, increase your odds. And if luck is a frame of mind, you really want to believe in yourself. And you want to be open to possibility and learn to trust yourself. A lot of times what we consider luck is really just the end result of us taking a chance or a risk. So you may feel lucky if you just went for something or if you gave it a try and it worked out, right? That's usually when we feel lucky because we didn't expect for things to necessarily go in our favor, but you took a chance and you took a risk. So in all of this, I mean, one of the main things I want you to pay attention to or be mindful of is that doubt or fear or worry, because those energies really create barriers around you. And, you know, if we're afraid to take the chance or if we're doubting ourselves, how will we know that, you know, we would have been lucky? We don't know what the possibilities would have been. So I want you to think of it this way. Instead of fearing things won't work out for you or won't work in your favor, try changing your perspective. What if you had nothing to lose? And what if you just believe that anything is possible, and if you just in gratitude, no matter what the outcome would be? So if you could move into that space, that's really more of like an expansive energy, and it allows space for you to be or to have more positive energy flow through you and around you and for you. So luck is really something you create by taking advantages of opportunities and maintaining a positive frame of mind. In fact, before we go any further, I want you to take a moment to consider what you may feel lucky with, or if there was a time where you felt luck was on your side. So in that situation or in that circumstance, what was your attitude or what was your mood? And then I want you to think about if it was a situation that required like some kind of skill or ability on your part, and if it was something you were confident in. What's interesting is that when we are more sure of ourselves, or if we know that things will go in our favor, we don't really consider that luck. So again, luck is when you have no idea of how things will unfold for you, like it's out of your hands. This actually reminds me of the last trip I took to visit my mother. I'm in San Diego and she lives in North Carolina. And we went to one of her favorite restaurants and they have a pool table there. And my mom was having a really good time, but she could tell I was bored. And so she told a friend of hers, she bet him $5 that he couldn't beat me in a game of pool. Now, I am not a pool shark by any means. And I mean, I used to play for fun many years ago, but I hadn't played pool in like over 10 years when I played this game. And what was interesting is that I actually won. And I just considered myself lucky in that game because most of the shots I made were really accidental. I I didn't mean to make those shots. And so when my mom told me to play pool with this person, I knew I had nothing to lose, and I wasn't feeling competitive, and I was just open to whatever. I was just having fun, and I didn't have any expectation. And what was interesting is the person I was playing against, they wanted to play best out of three because they lost, and then I won again. And the person was really concentrating and seemed really determined, but because of that over focus and like overly trying, he was so tense. And then me, on the other hand, I was completely open to possibility. I really didn't care. So there was a huge difference in our energy. And truly, he was probably more skilled than I was, but it was that allowing on my part and just allowing the energy to flow and really being open to anything. So I say that to say, when we are in situations where we do want things to be more in our favor, it will benefit us to just being more open and being more lighthearted and just allowing. Now, of course, you know, give some effort too, but just be open. Now, if you want to increase your odds of things going in your favor more often, or if there is something that you're trying to accomplish and you think you may need some luck, you really want to consider where you're focusing your energy. So with that, although I'm saying to be very open, you do want to have some level of effort. And I mean that you can't say you have no luck if you don't even make an attempt. You have to at least try. And that actually reminds me of one of my mom's favorite sayings. She always says, nothing beats a failure but a try. So I want you to consider that nothing increases your luck like a try. And if you're trying to increase your luck with something like winning a game or performing well, practice. Now, if I really cared enough to win when playing pool with people, well, then I would need to practice to increase my odds. If you are someone who is an athlete, you practice to increase your odds. It's the same with anything in life. I mean, if there's something that maybe you don't get it on your first attempt, practice or stay persistent, because you don't know when things may go in your favor. So with that, of course, you want to make sure that you don't give up. You have to play to win, they say, right? And actually, I was thinking about that movie, what was it called? Eat, Pray, Love. And there was a scene in the movie where she was quoting someone, and it was like a proverb. It may have been an Indian proverb, and they were saying how someone would always pray to win the lottery. They would pray every day to win the lottery, but they didn't buy a ticket. Well, you couldn't win if you didn't buy the ticket, right? So if there's something that you're trying to increase your luck with, you can't have any luck in it without doing the necessary steps or taking the necessary action to increase your odds. Really mindful of what it is you're putting your energy towards and what efforts you're making. Another thing I want to point out, and I did say to explore your possibilities and believe that anything is possible, but in that energy, you really want to relax and allow. Don't become so tense in hoping that things will go in a certain way, because it really does cause like this constriction within you. You know, you worry about something and you just, you know, you let it play over and over and over in your mind. Say it's a relationship. Say there's someone that you have an interest in, and all you do is focus on, oh my God, I hope they call. I hope they call. I wonder if they like me. You just obsess about it. It feels awful in your body, right? And then think of another time where there may be someone who was interested in you and you are more relaxed, didn't really care so much, and they seem to be more persistent. You see the difference? It's really about the energy that you're holding. If you're allowing that openness and allowing space for things to flow to you, or if you're like so tense that you're really blocking things from coming into your space. A few things really that people struggle with when it comes to luck is maintaining a positive outlook, because a lot of times we fear making mistakes or we fear the unknown. Work on that. Like I said a little earlier, you really want to see what causes your doubt. What makes you not believe that something is possible? What are you afraid of? And what if you had nothing to lose? And you don't necessarily have a crystal ball, so you won't know the outcome. But again, nothing beats a failure but a try. And even when there are challenges, you really want to remember that they are opportunities for growth and our learning. It's not indication that you necessarily need to give up. Sometimes it's just rerouting us in a new direction or indication that we may need to try something in a new way. But in all of it, the most important thing is going to be to check your stories and your perspective. What are you telling yourself? Are you saying, I probably won't, I probably can't, I never? What are you saying? And how are you viewing things? I actually read an article once, and it was about a study that was conducted about people who were viewed as lucky versus people who weren't. And the study determined that lucky people see the positive in situations, whereas people who seemed less lucky tend to be more pessimistic. And they also found that people who were lucky were also more likely to think outside of the box. They had less restriction of possibility, and they noticed opportunities. So, again, you want to not have like these mental blinders and these restrictions on yourself. Really be open, but notice. It's, and I've said this on a lot of shows before as well, but when we want something or we put that out into the universe, a lot of times there are these signs or like a trail of things that will appear for us or these opportunities that will land in our lap, but we don't take them or we don't acknowledge them or we don't see them because we may doubt that it will pan out or amount to anything. The next time you catch yourself saying that, or the next time you catch yourself thinking, well, I'm not even going to try because it probably won't work, or I'm not going to do this because I never have luck with that, really pause and shift that energy for yourself. You are the only one that controls this. And again, it really is a frame of mind. When I was thinking about that article, it actually reminded me of the time, I don't know how long ago it was now, but I was laid off, and it was very unnerving at the time, but I also saw it as an opportunity. And while I had no idea of what I was going to do, at the time I was really thankful because I was forced into reevaluating my life. And otherwise, I may have continued on a path just out of comfort and stability. But I wasn't considering what really mattered to me, and I wasn't considering how I really wanted to live my life. So being laid off, which was very devastating to so many people, I really saw it as a fortune in a way, because it gave me new opportunity. And as luck would have it, I began Reiki and meditation, and I did this without expectation of teaching it, but I was open and I just allowed my path to unfold. And here I am today. I mean, now I'm teaching Reiki. I'm sharing light with you. And who would have thought? And if you knew me, or if I told you the story of my life over the last 5 years, it would sound like there was a lot of luck. But actually what it is that I've done a lot of work on myself, and I've worked a lot on my own personal blocks, and I've worked on my own doubt, and I've worked on whatever I needed to work on to build my confidence in different areas of my life to help me on the path that I choose to be on. And I do try to see the opportunities in all things. So you play a part in it. It's not like luck is just happenstance. I mean, it really is not only what you hold in your heart and what you believe is true and possible for you, but also making the effort or taking the chance or taking a risk. And it all starts with your frame of mind, what you believe, your perspective, and what you allow will influence how lucky you are. So that's really all that I wanted to share with you tonight. I do feel very lucky to be able to share with you every week here on Reiki Radio. And don't forget, there won't be any Monday night soul sessions during the month of June, but Reiki Radio will still air every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So be sure to join me this week. Actually, in 2 days, we're going to explore the art of engagement. So it'll be about human connections, you know, getting away from all of this connecting through devices and really connecting with each other. And I also remind you that tomorrow night is the new moon in Gemini. And this sign it's a very mental sign, and it's great for networking. So with that in the new moon symbolizing new beginnings, it's a great time for starting something new and reaching out to maybe collaborate on something, or focusing on expansion, or doing a project with someone. But of course, it being Gemini, it may leave you faced with multiple options. So remember to always connect with yourself and listen to your heart. And if you have my Manifesting Consciously book, you may want to look that over tonight in order to prepare yourself for new moon manifesting. And if you don't have it yet, you can hop over to my website, which is yuchi.com. That's YEWCHI.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get access to that moon manifesting workbook, and it's free. And don't forget also, if you're a light worker, come join us for tomorrow's webinar. It's at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, but even if you can't make it at that time, you can still access the recording just by registering for the webinar. So you can get access to that by signing up for the Light Worker Lane newsletter, which you can also get through my website. So that is all for tonight, and I thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you had a lovely long weekend, and remember to always journey in love.